On this episode of the Fresh Beef Podcast, we speak to a dog mother who left a scathing one-star review of a pet salon.
She wanted to take a little off the top, but ended up with too much off the front.
This time, I'm telling you, they did it in such a way that the hair around his face changed his personality. Do you know what I mean?
Stay tuned for all that and more on Fresh Beef with Dave and Jeremy.
Welcome to the Fresh Beef Podcast. My name is Jeremy.
And this is Dave.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to say hello to a special, all the pet owners out there today. We're going to be talking about a disgruntled dog owner. And so, big shout out. Dave, you ever, your kids have any pets or anything like that? Or
no kids. No kids. We've been over
right.
this.
Don't have kids.
But also no pets, which has been an issue. I've always wanted a pet growing up. My parents never would never had it. They're afraid of germs. They're afraid of the dirt and
right.
whatever it is.
Becoming attached.
Attached,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah. I could see that. I had a dog, my first adult dog, you know, the first dog that was like my dog was a full-blooded chow. Chow. And it hated everyone except me and my mother. And it was mean, man. You did not want to mess with this dog. It would just destroy you.
Yeah. My friend is a half chow dog. Very protective.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was just what I needed in that time of my life. But yeah, so we're big pet fans. And this one, you know, we really want to get to the bottom of this one because it seems like she's upset at a pet salon.
Yes. So. She seems quite perturbed.
Yep. So what do you think? You want to... get right to it.
Yeah, let's talk to her.
Patricia, go ahead and patch us.
Patty.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Karen.
Oh, hey, Karen. This is Jeremy.
And this is Dave.
And you're,
hi, Jeremy.
You're on the Fresh Beef Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, listen, you know, part of what we do here on this podcast is try to sort of remedy these negative situations that people get themselves into and the comments they leave on the internet. And so we had got in touch with you about a negative review you left at a pet grooming service. What is that it?
Yeah. But isn't there a Dave? I talked to a Dave.
Yeah, I'm
is there
here
a
too.
Dave there?
There is a Dave here.
Hi, Dave.
I'm here, Karen.
Hi, Dave.
Nice to meet you.
You know, Dave was just so nice through the emails.
So tell us what went down here.
Well, you know, my family, we have a dog. His name is Tina. And we brought him in. And I got to tell you, we brought him in all kinds of times before, just time after time. He gets a haircut, I don't know, every 5 weeks to a month or whatever. And he's kind of a long-haired little guy. And we get the same haircut every time. And sometimes it's a little different, and that's okay. But this time, I'm telling you, they did it in such a way that the hair around his face changed the way his face looked so much that it changed his personality. Do you know what I mean?
I guess.
In what way was his personality different?
Well, it's like he came home and, you know, a dog, it's just like a person. You have to get used to a haircut. And, you know, if it's the summer and they get a real big haircut, then you have to get used to it a little more. But this was just different. And, you know, he has such a strong way about him, just kind of a real strong, assertive personality. And and I think it's something just in the way the long hair around his face and his ears, like it changed the way he walked. He wasn't comfortable sitting, you know, on his favorite chair. He seemed to cower. His bark was a little softer. He wasn't playing as well with other dogs. I feel like it made him self-conscious because it just wasn't what we asked for.
Oh, wow.
And I don't mind that they didn't give us what we asked for. And I love the ladies there. I love them all. In fact, I know some of them quite well. But it was just how much it changed his life. Do you know what I mean?
So this haircut really compromised Tina's sense of confidence.
That's exactly what I told him, because I called first. I didn't want to leave a review because I didn't know how. And I also, I'm not so good with computers, so I called. I thought that was the right thing to do. And I talked to the manager, and I said, it changed his sense of confidence.
Okay.
It's different. And they didn't seem to care. And that's when I really felt like I had to express myself.
Interesting. Interesting. And what maybe there was a new stylist there or something, or was it the same old people? I don't, did you look into that?
That's such a good question. And, you know, I don't know, cause you leave them at the front and then they bring them to the back, and, you know, there's maybe six or seven women there that do the cutting, and they, you know, it's anyone's game who does it. So I don't know who did it, but it's almost like, you know, I didn't say this in the review, and I haven't really even told my husband this.
Okay.
But I almost wonder if they said something to him, or they did something, or they fed him something, or like there was a dog there and there was an altercation, or they did something else. Do you know what I mean?
Huh.
Like maybe it's not the haircut, maybe something else happened in the back.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because we, part of what we do here at the Fresh Beef Podcast is we try to get all angles of these reviews and try to get to the bottom of these things. And
oddly
enough, we contacted the gentleman who was subbing in that day and helped out with your dog. He's sitting here now. His name's Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
Am I on the line with Andrew? I didn't hear anything.
Andrew is here.
Wait,
can you hear me?
Oh my God. Andrew, I'm so embarrassed. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to ruffle any feathers.
It's okay.
I am upset. I miss my dog, you know, and I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. That's all.
Did the dog pass away?
No. Well in a way, his personality is completely gone.
All right.
Did something happen when you were servicing this dog? Is that the right term, servicing?
You could call it whatever you want.
Okay.
I call it a haircut.
Okay.
My aunt got me this position. I had been working as a barber for humans.
Okay.
For some time, and I lost my job, so a position opened. And yeah, you know, I like animals more than humans, I guess. So, you know, you don't have to really make small talk with them.
Oh, you like animals more than people?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But I guess my question is, did you do any sort of Jedi mind tricks? Is there any other thing that you do in your
Jedi mind? I'm not a dog whisperer.
You're not a dog whisperer.
A barber.
That was my question. If she brought her dog in and the dog came back a different dog.
Groomer is what we do call it.
Right.
Groomer.
So there was no sort of dog training. No. You didn't brainwash the dog. Anything like that.
I mean, I have conversations on the phone usually. I'll usually put it on speaker and I'll talk to friends or just listen to podcasts or music. I don't know what.
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
Do you not let.
We don't let Tina listen to music. I'm just wondering now what kind of music it was.
Yeah. What kind of music did you play?
Well, I've got a band that.
Oh.
You know, we're working on our music right now. A lot of it's...
What kind of music do you play with your band there, Andrew?
It's sort of like a garage sci-fi band.
Oh, my God. Sorry, oh, my God.
It's called Folly of Mantis.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
And we use a lot of samples, so a lot of times I'm listening to samples from old sci-fi movies, old monster movies.
Oh, no.
Like Godzilla sounds, for instance. There's a lot of theremin in the band, even though it is sort of harder garage rock.
Right.
But it's not played
gosh.
At a high volume. It's not Guantanamo over there. It's just, you know, me listening to samples and stuff.
Okay.
Do you think Tina is sensitive to sci-fi sounds?
Well, I know for sure Tina's sensitive, and we don't let music in the house because there was an incident before we adopted her, and we signed all kinds of papers
promising
not to allow the dog. You know, the dog has a very, very sensitive hearing, especially in certain registers. And I don't know what to say.
Wow. Sounds like you got a bit of a footloose situation at your house. Maybe the dog.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you know, footloose, there was a town where music, dancing wasn't allowed.
They reference it in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which is, you did a cover, right? An EP for, that they did for Guardians of the Galaxy. I just saw that when we were researching you.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess I'm trying to get to the bottom of, you know, we want to help. That's the whole plan of this whole thing. And, you know, I don't know. Do you know of a way to maybe undo this? Has this ever happened before with your dog, Karen?
Well, you know, I don't know. And part of me feels like it might just be time for a new dog because, frankly, you know, the dog changed so much that our family isn't really, we're not really identifying with it as our own dog anymore. It's like the memories are gone or they're fading. So I guess maybe just adding another dog that's more like the old dog to our family.
Well, that's, I mean,
maybe that could be something.
It's a big ask, I think, but,
so you're not thinking of putting Tina down. You're just thinking of getting another dog.
Oh no, no. We would just keep Tina, but pretend that she's dead. And then
I believe
this is a new dog.
Oh,
I put dogs down.
Wait, you're a groomer and you also put dogs down?
Not, I don't do it while grooming. It's just something else I do.
Okay.
Get those mixed up?
Well, you know, I think I was born with, I don't want to get too much into my personal life.
As much as you like.
But I was born just, you know, certain people can't stand horror movies and then certain people really like them because they don't mind gore. They maybe even like gore a little more than the usual person. So I think once I had a friend that just needed a dog to be put out of their misery. It was very old, had an illness.
Do you remember the name of that dog? Or?
Tuna, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I just, you know, took care of it. And then, you know, I became sort of the dog butcher.
Wow.
Not just dogs, though. Birds, cats, whatever.
Okay, just animals.
Do you guys think it's weird that my dog's name is Tina and your dog's name from that story is Tuna?
I think it's just a coincidence. I mean,
okay.
If you're going through life thinking that every little thing has meaning, then you're really wasting your time.
Really, that's you go, you subscribe to that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
I don't subscribe to it. It's just fact.
Okay.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Can I just ask you a question straight up?
Sure.
Are you tracking dogs?
Am I tracking dogs?
Are you going from store to store, tracking dogs, grooming them, brainwashing them, and then killing them?
Okay. That sounds like a dumb conspiracy.
Well, I mean, it's just adding one plus
one. No, I'm doing the job I'm asked to do. If there's a dog that needs to be killed, I will kill the dog. If the dog needs to be groomed, I will groom the dog. If someone needs a buzz cut, I'll do that too.
Wow.
Interesting.
It's just a matter of kind of making my way so I can fund my art.
Your band.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I just had an idea. Yeah. And I don't know if this is okay if I had another. You know, Andrew, I got to say, you're a little creepy to me, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know you very well, but you do seem to know your way around a dog in life and in death. And
the world's a twisted place.
You know,
place,
sometimes so. They say fight fire with fire. Do you want to just come on over and give Tina another haircut and see if you can maybe just, you know, change her into a totally different dog?
I can give Tina a haircut.
Wait, are you, you seem like you're smirking like it's a, is that a metaphor? What are you trying to do?
I'll give Tina a haircut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give her one of those haircuts that changes changes his personality one more time, just either back into the old Tina or into a different one.
There will be a very different. There will be a very different Tina by the time I'm done with my haircut. I can assure you that.
You know, I don't want to do the thing that I said before. I think it's best if you don't come over.
Yeah, I think that's a. I think. Yep.
Why?
I believe Andrew asked why.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to come over to my house anymore. At first, I thought it felt like an okay idea. Maybe
we could meet somewhere
secluded.
I don't know.
No, you don't say secluded because that sounds fucking weird.
Well, I mean, yeah. Okay. Rest stop?
No.
That's a public place.
We'll meet wherever. It could be a public place. It could be a private place. It's just if you don't want me in your house, fine. That's your MO.
It is weird that I invited you into my house.
Yeah. Why is that weird?
Studio here.
Why is that weird? Well, I'm a normal person.
No, you're not. Yeah, I get it. You're not aggressive at all. I'm wondering, Dave, maybe.
Well, I'm only aggressive because I'm being tested. Because I thought I gave a good haircut, and I'm sorry you didn't like it. But, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Karen, anything?
Well, I didn't not like the haircut. I'm just saying.
Then what's
my dog is a totally different being now.
Uh-huh. Look, I don't think animals have personalities. I think they have tics.
Okay. Back it up now. Wow. Back that up and take it back. Back that up.
Okay, do animals have souls?
Absolutely.
No,
do.
No one has souls.
You know, we treat our animal like one of our children. And I find a man who both gives haircuts and ends a dog's life, who doesn't think they have personalities or souls, or frankly doesn't even have an office. I'm thinking you should have an office, that I shouldn't be meeting you in the street if you're going to give my dog a haircut.
Look, this is not my profession, okay? I am a musician. I need to pay the bills. So I do have an office. It's the grooming place, which you seem to have a issue with. And then I have my garage where me and my band practice. We could do it there. That could be my office. But I think for you to,
I don't want to go there. And I don't want to bring my dog back to you. All I want is for you to mail his personality back to me, and that I can somehow feed it to him like a pill, shove it in a hot dog, let him swallow it down, and bring him back. Because frankly, I haven't had my dog since I left him with you. And he's gone. He's sitting around. He's not playing with his toys. He's not eating his kibble. He's not walking around. He's not licking his feet. He might even just be dead. I don't know.
Aren't we all dead inside?
Okay.
Get your head out of the sand.
All right.
And look around. There's not a lot to be happy about.
I just want to interject that this is a safe space. I don't want anybody to get too
okay, thank
worked
you for
up.
Saying that.
And you all know, right. The point is we're
I'm
trying
sorry.
To help.
I'm
so
sorry.
What if Dave and I rented a ballroom in New Jersey? And then we could have that's a safe meeting spot. Maybe we'll get
a ballroom?
A ballroom.
How much space do you think this procedure
needs?
With
carpet? Needs? Are you going to bring a vacuum?
I'm hoping the venue will supply
You'll need
that.
More than a vacuum.
Wait, for what? What did you... What?
When I give the haircut.
Oh, the haircut.
Be a small ballroom.
Yeah. Small ball. So,
but you need a bathtub, too. You can't just cut a dry dog's hair. You're going to need a bathtub.
My thought was like a Weird Science type thing where there's a bathtub in the middle of the room. It's
a
very
tarp.
Artsy thing.
You could... I mean, yeah, you don't want a carpet.
Yeah.
Just, I think, the more I think about it, the garage is kind of the perfect place.
Okay.
As long as, you know,
yeah,
that doesn't leave a smell.
Is there going to be music going on in the garage? Is it going to be during a band practice?
I'll turn the music off. We won't have the band practicing while I'm doing my procedure.
So what do you think about that, Karen? We'll find a common meeting spot that's in public. That has a bathtub and no music.
Will Dave be there?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Dave will be there. Yeah. Yeah.
He
spearheads
if
a lot
Dave's
of the...
If Dave's there, I'll do it.
That's going on with you and Dave.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, he's just a nice boy. I can just tell.
From texts and emails and... Okay.
That's nice of you to say, Karen. Thank you.
Am I a nice boy?
That was...
I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
I am is the answer.
Well,
okay. Well, the jury's out.
Yeah.
TBD on that. But
we'll follow
I'm
up.
More of a realist than a romantic, but I'm a nice guy.
You into prepping at all?
What do you mean?
Doomsday or otherwise?
There's no doomsday.
Okay.
We're just going to keep going until the world decays.
Great.
Or if there's some sort of extinction event. But to say that there's a doomsday implies that there's a greater doom than...
Which you don't
the drudgery of
oh my god
the yeah, modern yeah, world.
I don't know.
Oh my god!
I shouldn't have brought that up. Okay, Karen. Well, how do you feel about that? We'll try to find a meeting space, a bathtub, new music. Try to get this resolved for you. How you? How do you feel?
Well, if I can bring my family, all of them.
wow.
And Dave will be there.
You will. Yes. He
and
will.
And
you got kids. Do you have kids?
Yeah. You know, at the end of yeah. They're okay. All very invested in this. You know, Tina was one of the brothers, really.
Well, that's great. That's, you know, we aim to please here at the Fresh Beef Podcast. We're glad we could have a civil discourse. So with that, yeah, and talk this through. And, you know, we'll make sure that you know, you're surrounded by really good people that you know when you do this. And hopefully that helps.
Well, thanks, guys. You know, I didn't know this was quite how the internet worked. And, just really nice that there's someone out there helping me out. So
you're welcome,
Andrew. Yeah. I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, I look forward to killing your dog.
Whoa,
that's not what
okay.
We
you're, okay, you I hope that was a joke.
Mentally,
what? Oh, you really want?
No, she does. She's hoping that was a joke. She likes the dog. It's
oh yeah,
the old dog.
Yeah, no, that was a sick. I have a dark sense of humor. I wasn't
okay.
Yeah,
he's literally okay. Stone faced.
Yeah.
Karen. So, okay. Well, Karen, thanks so much for calling in, and we appreciate it. And have a great day.
All right. Bye, Dave.
Bye, Karen.
Perspective, Dave.
Yeah.
Perspective. Like this is a great chance. Now it's been a couple months. We can sort of look back. We have some updates that we'd like to talk about, right?
Yeah, totally.
And
what did you think of Andrew's show, having gone to see his band play?
No, not good. do not do it. A lot of red flags about this guy. And after seeing his band, I'm good.
Yeah, a lot of good production value, I'll say. Yeah. With the costumes and the lighting.
Smoke budget was high. Yeah, a lot of
yeah,
smoke.
A lot of smoke.
Yeah,
but not. Not my thing either.
Yeah. So
very off-putting. And I can see, you know, from Karen's perspective, why she wouldn't want her Tina exposed.
Yeah, her sweet
to
Tina.
That sweet Tina.
Speaking of Karen, you have a little update.
Yeah. So she opted not to get a follow-up haircut with Andrew.
Yeah.
I think that's understandable. Yeah. It makes sense. And she's just sort of letting those bangs grow back in.
Yeah. Rebanging. As they say in the biz, I heard the dog's sort of getting a new personality that she likes. It's a little better, a little
just regaining the old one.
Right. Okay.
Finding that
yeah.
confidence.
Yeah. Getting her old friend back.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess to wrap it up, I feel like, you know, all in all, with
yeah.
a little perspective, standing back, I feel pretty good about this one.
I feel good too. I think everyone's happy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're here for. And if you have problems, go ahead and give us a shout. I'm at Remy Balin.
And I'm at Dace Brenner.
And you can find us on the socials at Fresh Beef Podcast or on Twitter at Fresh Beefcast. But yeah, thanks so much for tuning in and give us a shout. We'd love to hear from you.
Peace out.
Fresh Beef with Dave and Jeremy stars us,
David Brenner
and Jeremy Balin.
For more information on the podcast, you can visit our website at freshbeefpodcast.com
or on Twitter at freshbeefcast or give us a look on Facebook at facebook.com/freshbeefpodcast.
And if after listening to this episode, you now have beef with us,
which is very possible and very meta,
head on over to Yelp and search for Fresh Beef Podcast Brooklyn and do your worst.
Do it. Thanks for listening.